Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism.
Facebook's not ready, so hold on. Have you always been curious about animals and the symbols that they represent in their life and how to use them? Today, on Wednesdays with Willa, we'll be talking about animals and healing. And I'm really excited that Joanne Coakley-Nigro can join me today. Hi, Joanne. It's always great to have you here. And I want to tell people a little bit about Wednesdays with Willa so you know how to tune in. You can find me on Willa White Medium, Facebook, so you can tune in live every week on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. It posts there afterwards, so you can look at the archived videos of the show. And I've had some great guests. This is year four for Wednesdays with Willa. And I am part of the Lilydale Radio family, so this also posts on blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio, and there are other Lilydale Radio shows that I encourage you to take a look at and view. Some are audio only, and some you can see as well. Just depends. But this is always a wonderful spiritual conversation that I have with my guests. We usually are talking about something related to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, or more. And I am delighted to have as my guest today, Joanne Coakley-Nigro. Joanne is an animal revealer. She's going to talk more about that in a little bit. But she's a resident here at Lilydale, which is a very special community that supports the wonderful religion of spiritualism. And Joanne is an assistant pastor of the City of Light Spiritualist Church here in Lilydale, as well as being the chairperson of the Lilydale Healing Temple. So she really helps with many aspects of Lilydale, of faith, and of healing. And animals are very near and dear to her heart. Along with her husband, she does do wonderful things at our Pet Memorial Park near the Loyola Woods. So many of you are probably curious about that pet area at different points. You can look back at the archive video. I did have Joanne on the show before, and we did a beautiful tour of that pet memorial location, and I encourage you to take a look at that. So let's open things up to Joanne. I hope you could explain to them a little bit about what an animal revealer is. Yeah, it sounds wonderful. And, you know, animal symbols are something that I very much resonate with. When I first read the book by Ted Andrews many years ago, I really understood a bit more. So I highly recommend Ted Andrews if people are wanting to know more about animal symbols. He also has a wonderful book about the symbols of bird predators as well. That was his specialty. And so he's a great resource if people are looking for that. Before I forget to tell people, on this particular special edition of Wednesdays with Willa, Joanne is willing to do some animal revealing here on the show. And so you are welcome to call in to the Block Talk Radio portion of the show. And the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And I have that posted in the link so you can see that. So while we're here live in the show, if you would like to have an animal message, which would be a symbolic understanding of animals for you, in this time that we have together on Wednesdays with Willa, Joanne is willing to do that. So call in and we'll see what happens. So we'll be paying attention to who calls in, and I'll be taking callers as I can. But let's talk about aspects of healing, why we use these symbols of the animals to celebrate aspects of ourselves, but also to promote healing within. I think that's it. That's right. And I think that's a wonderful explanation of how animals bring in an understanding that's deeper than what just can be perceived normally. And I really do enjoy encounters that I've had with animals. I've had some very unique encounters where I would not have expected that kind of interaction with a particular animal. And then when I've looked up the meaning or meditated on my own about that particular symbolic meaning or message that's there for me, it's been powerful. And it's been very much a spiritual jet propelled for me in my own understanding and in my own spiritual development. So that's why we seriously are offering that up to everybody today to help them understand a bit more about their animal symbols that can come into their lives. And I will tell you what's also interesting in terms of animal encounters and what has happened biblically and mystically and shamanistically, there's that understanding of animals bringing knowledge on some level. And if you look at Native Americans, they have whole clans that are named after animals. The turtle clan, the bear clan, the wolf clan. I mean, there are reasons for that. And if you look at South America, many of the Indians of that region, they have different symbolic totem animals that help bring about different generations of power within themselves. So this happens in a few of those kinds of locations, but also Africa and China and Aborigines in Australia. It's really fascinating how this has gone through the world, including Europe, right? It's something that is almost every culture, they had this understanding of connection with animals and the healing messages that could come from them. So yeah, really exciting to be able to share this with all you today. I do see that we have a caller, so I want to go ahead and take the caller, and we can start with some of the animal reeling cards, if that's all right with you. I want to encourage other people to call in. This is a very special show that I'm allowing people to call in and take part and interact with us today. And the call-in number is 818-739-8818. So here we go. We're going to welcome caller ending in 2138. Again, caller ending in 2138. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Debbie and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Beautiful. Well, we appreciate you calling in today. Are you interested in having an animal message today?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I'll let Joanne take it from here.
I'm so excited.
Oh, sure. So, I believe she's from Columbus, Ohio. Can you hear her okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay, you I guess Joanne can't hear you, but the caller can hear you for some reason. I don't know quite why it works that way. Now I've forgotten your name. I don't start with a D. Is it Diane or Donna?
It's Debbie.
Debbie. Okay, there we go. So I apologize. It's Debbie from Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
Sure. That's right. That's right. Well, I will relay whatever she has to say. Sure. What number would you like to pick, Debbie?
Number eight.
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ah, jaguar.
Jaguar, in South American shamanism, that's a very big power animal there.
Yes, it is. Mm. Yes. Wow.
She says, wow.
Yeah, that was amazing to hear. Thank you. Thank you so much. Jaguar has been in my meditations, and everything that she said is ringing true to me right now with everything that I've been experiencing and going through. And I appreciate so much to be able to have this reading with you, Joanne. And thank you, Willa, for allowing this today.
You're so welcome. I appreciate you calling in. I'll let Joanne know how right on that was.
Okay. Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day.
Bless you. Bless you. So just to let you have some feedback, since you were able to hear it yourself, she says that Jaguar has been in her meditations. Yes. So it's very spot on, and she really appreciated the message very much. So, you know, see? It's really, really cool. So for those of you who may be just joining us, this is Wednesdays with Willa, and I am Willa, and I have as my special guest today, Joanne Copley-Nigro, and she is doing something very special today with animal messages. If you want to call in, you can call in at 818-739-8818. We have a bunch of other callers on the line right now, Joanne. So shall we do some more? All right. So here we go. I'm going to take caller. The phone number is ending in 7516. Again, 7516. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Melody and I'm calling from Caldwell, Idaho.
All right. So, Joanne, we have Melody from Caldwell, Idaho on the line with us. And Melody, what Joanne's going to do is she's going to be asking you for a number between 1 and I think 62, isn't it, Joanne? And so pick a number, and then she's going to count out from the deck and find your animal.
Okay, number 3.
3, she says. Well, you'd go from the back, wouldn't you? I would hope.
Hello? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Beautiful, Joanne. Melody, were you able to hear all that?
Yes, I'm still listening to it. It's amazing.
Yes.
Pastor, thank you so very much. She's made me cry. It is so spot on. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I will let Joanne know. Thank you for calling in today, Melody.
Thank you so much. Have a
She is in tears. just so you know, Melody is in tears because it's so right on, and it just resonates with her so strongly. She can't thank you enough.
I know.
Yes, this is wonderful. So are you ready for our next caller, Joanne? All right, wonderful. I'm going to take caller ending in 7362. Again, caller ending in 7362.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Maxine, Brooklyn, New York.
All right, Joanne, we have Maxine from Brooklyn, New York.
Hello? Okay.
Yes. And Maxine, what number would you like to pick?
11.
All right. She has number 11, please.
More about the magpie, or even just learn about the crow family. Such amazing.
Beautiful.
So many videos.
Thank you, Joanne.
So,
Maxine, were you able to hear that? Maxine, are you still with us?
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
She says, thank you, Joanne. And did you connect with the message, Maxine?
I did very much. Thank you.
Okay, good, good. Thank you for calling in today.
Okay.
She says she did connect with the message, so that's very good. So I know we've got some more callers. I will tell you that we probably, depending on time, we'll try to get to everybody, but I will tell you that when Joanne's talking, I'm going to be muting you on the Blog Talk Radio portion just so we don't get any feedback, because I know some of you are watching on Facebook. And so just if you're wondering that I can't hear you, I'm going to wait to unmute you again once Joanne is finalizing the message. Okay? So we're doing great. You feel good, Joanne? It is. And when you're in that vibration of joy, animals find you. They're attracted to you. Almost, I'm not saying it has to go to like the level of Snow White. It doesn't have to be like all the woodland creatures come out. But there are people that are able to attract animals to that level, or a particular animal that is needing to come into their life for that message purpose. And I like to tell people that if you're going to pay attention to the animal messages around you, pay attention to the ones that aren't normally walking past your house. So if you do live in the woods, in the forest area, it would be something you're not used to seeing. And then sometimes there is that the connection with certain numbers of a particular animal as well. So there are all those kinds of other symbolisms. I just have to tell you a brief story about a bird. I was doing a reading for a woman, and we were connecting with her son that had passed, and a big like predator, a hawk bird flew in and was just perched there, and she burst out into tears because she had had the door window things, the sliding doors open, and she understood this hawk that came in and landed on one of the chairs to be her son visiting her. So there, just so you are aware how sometimes spirit does use those animals as particular messages. And sometimes it will come through in a reading, sometimes it won't. Sometimes it's just between you and them for that particular instance, and that's how it will be shared. But just to, you know, open people. I know, what's a hawk doing in there? Like, that's insane. I mean, if most people, if a hawk landed in their house, they'd be freaking out. Like, there's a hawk in my house, oh my gosh. But it's just how that works. So I'm going to take the next caller, if that's all right with you, Julian. All right, we're talking more about animals and healing and animal messages. I'm going to take caller ending in 2201. So caller ending in 2201, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Seal. I'm from Chardon, Ohio.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Seal.
Oh, Seal from Chardon, Ohio. Okay, beautiful, from Chardon, Ohio. And just because I know Joanne's going to ask, what number would you like to pick?
I'd like to pick number 7, please.
Number 7. So, Seal from Ohio would like number 7, please, Joanne.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for sharing that, Joanne. And Seal, were you able to hear Joanne?
I was. That was a very interesting message. I actually really like Tasmanian devils. I think the babies are adorable. And I will remember to be assertive but not lose my temper.
Very good. Thanks for calling in today, Seal.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So she said she's going to take that message to heart. And, you know, I do feel this is so funny because, you know, the picture we have of the Tasmanian devil is the one that was with Bugs Bunny, right? The Bugs Bunny, you know, slobbery kind of thing. But I think it definitely could be something that is representative of a person having to deal with an aggressive sort in their own life. I like to think in terms of how did Bugs Bunny handle those kinds of hurricanes, you know? He was able to redirect energy and know that there were other ways to deal with that Tasmanian devil no matter what. So the divine definitely has a sense of humor and will intervene with people. Before we go to our next caller, there is a question that someone has posed on Facebook, and they're asking, do animals come to us for our healing energy? I have an orphaned baby deer who has been coming to me for a week. My question is, animals show up in our lives for a reason or message, but can we come into their life as well? Asking more about nature animals. That's a great answer. And I think there are some people who really do specialize in animal rescue and have incredible stories of animals coming to them and how they were able to help and connect and help animals to heal, because that's absolutely an aspect to all of this. And I should mention, because I know the show is going by so fast, I should mention, you know, Joanne, you are a big reason why there is a pet healing area in next to the Lilydale Healing Temple. You're the person who really helped to establish that zone so that human healers could then go and offer healing to pets, because pets do need healing. So people would bring their dogs or cats. And I know through the City of Light Spiritualist Church, animals are welcome during the service. So for those of you who don't know Joanne Coquidagro, she's all about the animals, people. And, you know, certainly supportive of dogs. People have brought, I think, a pet turtle, a pet bird to the service. Yes. It is the pet church, absolutely the pet church. So I just had to mention it because I think some people will delight in it and get a kick out of it and appreciate that is being addressed here in Lilydale. So I want to Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Are you ready to take another caller, Julian? Sure. So we're going to take caller ending in 3250. Again, caller ending in 3250. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Karen, and I'm from Rochester, New York, not very far from Lilydale.
That's great. So we have with us today Karen from Rochester, New York, and Joanne's going to need to know what number would you like to pick from 1 to 62?
Well, I keep hearing 17, so I'm going with 17.
Beautiful. Great. I'll let Joanne know that you're choosing number 17. I'm going to mute you until she's done with the message, okay?
Right.
So she's choosing number 17, Karen from Rochester, not too far. Yeah, she's just a couple hours from us. What kind of beer is that? Oh, like a sloth, okay. Beautiful, Joanne. Thank you for sharing about that. Were you able to hear that, Karen?
I was. And you know what? I own it. I am a sloth bear.
She says she owns it. She is a sloth bear.
She was spot on. It totally resonated. It was, yes.
She says that it's spot on, Joanne. And did you have something else, Karen, you wanted to say?
I said I needed her message today, so I greatly appreciate it. I've been dealing with some issues with my dad, and it just kind of gave me the confidence to keep plodding on. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling in today, Karen. And blessings for you and your dad.
Thank you. And please let her know, the pet cemetery is beautiful. It's one of my favorite places when I visit Lilydale. So thank you.
I'll tell her. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. She says the pet cemetery is one of her favorite places to visit when she's here. And this particular message that you gave her about the sloth bear, it was really helpful to her as she's dealing with things having to do with her dad. So it was great and spot on. So that's lovely. See how this is fantastic. It's just kind of, and it's fun too. And it's nice that it can come from that kind of resource. I know people are asking again where you get this card or deck or book that Joanne's using. I just want to tell people that this is something that she uses herself, and it's not available for purchase. And it's just her own research that she's done on each of these animals and what resonates for the meaning of those particular animals. Is that correct, Joanne? That's right. They absolutely do connect in that spirit of love. Not to take away the fact that animals do present a measure of danger if they are a predator. We're not trying to Disneyfy the world or personify animals to such a large extent. We don't take away from the real, very real danger that some animals do present. But in terms of animal symbolism and messages, and this is something that can happen as you're developing intuitively in your own spiritual development, you may notice that you have animal guides that show up to assist you and protect you on your path and give you information. You may notice that animals come up to you and you have the animal encounters, as Joanne and I have been talking about. It may be representative of a spirit loved one that is around you or a spirit guide. So there are a lot of different ways that animals provide us with healing messages. And sometimes it's as simple as cuddling with the cat or the dog and knowing that we are in that space of kind of pure cuddling love. And I think people just need that understanding that they are divinely loved and that they're loved by other beings in this world. It's immensely healing. And I really appreciate you sharing about things today, Joanne. We put you through your paces, and there's some really interesting animals that I'm sure if we could do the whole deck, it would take a long time for us to do that, but it would be so cool, some of the other animals. Maybe we'll have to have you on again so people can do that. But I'm glad that there's a resource for people if they want to do more with animal messages and animal revealers. And again, I'll just mention Ted Andrews is a wonderful resource. You can usually find his books in the library or in through bookstore seller online. He's got wonderful things. He even has a whole deck of cards that you can refer to along with the book. And other people have come up with their own, what they call medicine cards or oracle cards associated with animals. So a lot of different ways to connect with the messages of animals if you want to do that going forward. Any last message for folks before we end the show here? Beautiful, beautifully stated, and I couldn't agree more. The divine has your back, and we sometimes need animals as symbols, like Daniel who walked into the lion's den. Sometimes we have to face our lion. Sometimes we have to face our Tasmanian devil. Sometimes we have to stop acting like a sloth bear. You know, there are all kinds of things that sometimes we need to take a better look at, either stop a habit or to lift and inspire us in our day and in our life. So thank you so much for being here, Joanne. I should mention, I do have a class coming up. Almost forgot. I have my chakra class coming up. It's Understanding Chakras. It's this Monday, February 8th. I encourage you all to take a look at that particular show. I do have a lot of bonuses with this particular class so that you have a lot of supplemental material so that you can take things to the next level in your chakra journey and know that you've got that for supplement at home. I've got meditations and text document that you can refer to, and it's a beautiful class that I put together for you, along with the How to Gain Awareness of Your Inner Guide, which is later on in February. So I should also mention that next week, my guest is Andy Bing, and we're going to be talking about powerful spirit communication. I'm really looking forward to him being on the show, followed by January 17th, I'll have Tom Kratzley. We'll be talking about healing with the voice, and super excited at the end of February on the 24th, I'll have Shannon Taggart on again. We're going to talk about Hilma af Klint, who is an amazing artist, who is considered the mother of abstract art, who did a lot with spirit communication. So February is going to go by fast. Got a lot of great shows. I encourage you to tune in on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. and check out my classes on willowwhite.com. Thanks, everyone, for being here. God bless. Bye-bye.